This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
It is BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and of course, this is Open for Business. Today on the show, I'll be speaking with Keith Lester Tang, the founder of Streetpaw. They're a Malaysian-based company that sells pet meals, bone broths, and merchandise, and they also help to give away some of their money to support stray animals. Now, founded back in 2022, the business has now grown to be renowned across KL with a possibility of further expansion into other Southeast Asian countries. And over the course of the conversation, Keith will help us get a better picture on that, as well as giving us insights into their unique business model, the challenges they had to pull through during the pandemic, and what the future has in store for Streetpaw in 2024. Keith, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
See, my day has started worse than yours. but we'll get to that in a minute. Now, let's talk about Streetpaw. Tell me about the beginning of the business. You know, what was it that got you involved in this? Why did you decide to do a food for animals?
All right. Okay. So why I started this is during the pandemic, we noticed there were a lot of stray dogs around. Sometimes there were cats as well, but mostly dogs. We were feeding them. But once you start feeding them,
they keep coming back,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. And, well, obviously, there were some of our community people who were doing trap-neuter release.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it was really the town councils just capturing them and then sending them to the pounds.
And then we don't know what happens to them after that for the
clearly.
Most part, right?
Or maybe we do, but
well,
yes.
We do, but we don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so...
You know what I mean, though,
yes.
Right? As a society, we don't want to talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
That's correct. So after that, what happened was we were feeding, of course, spending a lot of money. Mm. It only continues to increase. So I was looking at something sustainable, more sustainable. And obviously, I have two dogs myself. My dogs have been on very expensive food for a long time. It also started because my dog, one of them, has a stomach issue. Mm. So I had a nutritionist from the US to formulate certain types of food for her. And it worked very well for her. Prior to that, I did bring her to the vet. Over a course of 6 months, spent a couple of thousands. Mm. And at the end of the day, didn't solve anything. The vet eventually told us this is a genetical issue. Mm. But when I worked with that nutritionist from the US, that problem was solved within a week.
Right. And it was all about the food.
It's all about the food.
Right.
And
up until this point, you've been feeding her expensive store-bought food or veterinary-produced food.
No, we produce them ourselves. Oh, now.
Yeah. No, I mean, now you do, obviously. But when you were feeding her previously, when she had her stomach issues, it was store-bought food, was it?
It was everything.
Right.
From the stores, from the vets. Mm. But nothing really helped because her stomach was a lot more sensitive than the rest. Mm. So eventually, we started doing food for her. And I had a couple of friends, similar issue, not as bad, came by and say, can you help us? Mm. Sure, why not? Mm. It was one, it was two, then two, then three. After, you know what, I didn't have time for myself anymore.
And before you know it, there you are.
Yes, and that's why we're here.
Okay. So you started off with bone broth, I believe, right?
Yes. Bone broth was for my dog.
For your dog, okay.
Yes. I was doing meals first.
Yeah.
And obviously, because we weren't very good, to be honest, at the start. I would say that we did real food, food that humans can also consume. And honestly, whatever I've sold out there, whatever I have actually produced for my own pets, I have consumed every single thing.
You've tasted it.
I've tasted it. I eat it on a daily basis because I do the QC.
Right.
So every time I go into the kitchen, which is in the morning, I would taste all the products.
Okay.
To know whether it's good enough or not good enough for the pets.
Okay. So from what I understand of normal pet food,
yeah.
It's generally the parts of the animal that humans wouldn't normally consume. Or, you know, it's the kind of offal, the bits, the internal organs perhaps,
yes.
You know, the stuff that we wouldn't normally eat. So how does your product differ? What are the ingredients that you generally put into it?
Okay.
I'm assuming it's premium kind of meat stock and pieces.
Yep. Okay, so here's the thing. That's the reason. That's also one of the reasons why we stopped doing meals for a while.
Right.
Because it's going to be very expensive.
Yeah.
We cannot compete with the rest of the brands out there. Our cutting, for beef, we use tenderloin. We use Australian beef, so it's the tenderloin. And then for lamb, we use the lamb leg. It's also from Australia, grass-fed. And then the chicken, we use kampung chicken. Mm. And we only use the breast. The skin, we throw it away.
Right.
I mean, with the bones and everything like this, we obviously throw it away. Okay, when you talk about other brands, especially those that make it into kibble form, right? They use a lot of offals because they just grind it. They need a lot of those fats to make what they make.
Yeah.
And then they just char it, right? But for us, you can actually see the full piece of meat. You can consume it. It will taste exactly like your steak, just that without salt.
And it's animal for animals.
And it's for pets, yes.
So you were just saying, okay, so you were just saying then a few minutes ago that you were spending a lot of money on your pet food and it was giving her stomach problems. But now she has no stomach problems. You're creating your own, you were creating your own meals.
Yeah.
Isn't it as expensive though to be producing these meals?
To be honest, it's a lot more expensive.
It's a lot more expensive, right. Then how did you see a business in that if you thought,
Okay. So it wasn't really, I didn't think of it as a business in the beginning.
Right.
For me, it wasn't about profitability. Right. It was more of the why. Yeah. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
It's because my end goal is not from a business perspective, but it's from a personal perspective. My end goal is to allow street dogs, like the stray dogs, the cats, homeless animals, I want to be able to reach a point that I can produce them real food, because food in general for me, it's a necessity, it's a need, it's not a want, it's not a privilege. So with that, you know, with that end goal in mind, I'm finding ways to produce at a lower cost. So obviously, like, you know, every business, when you do volume, the cost will drop.
Right.
Eventually, the end goal is to allow shelters to be able to take from us at very, very low cost, at the same cost as the kibbles that are being produced in, you know, wherever, and in the supermarket, the typical chemical kibbles.
The multicolored kibbles, yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
We want to replace those in the long run.
Right.
But obviously, right now, it's too expensive. Mm. And on another note is that right now when we sell, we do kampung chicken for dogs. Mm. I mean, chicken will obviously be the cheapest meat, but once we start doing it in mass production, we're just going to use normal chicken, not kampung chicken.
Okay.
So that every dog, every cat is able to consume proper food.
Okay. I'm interested. I mean, at some point I'm going to have to try this, I guess.
You can.
I will. Okay, let's take a short break. Folks, I'm here in the studio with Keith Lester Tang. He's the founder of Street Paw. They're a Malaysian-based company that sells pet meals, bone broths, and merchandise. We'll be right back after these messages. And if you do want to get in touch, here's that number, 018-789-8899. I'm Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Brave, free, Malaysia, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. If you'd like to get in touch with today's show, get us on 018-789-8899. I'm here in the studio with Keith Lester Tang, the founder of Street Paw. They produce homemade nutritious broth and treats for cats and dogs. Just before the break, Keith, we were talking about a bunch of stuff, but I want to talk to you about some of the problems that you may have had when you first started your business. I mean, you were talking to me about how there was a few of you helping out at the beginning and how it started with just you, and then it became your friends wanted a little piece of it and to help you out and to buy more of the things. And we know, as when we speak with entrepreneurs, that it can be a difficult journey. First of all, you can be swamped with orders one minute and then have no orders the next time. You know, you're never quite sure where you are. What were some of the early problems that you encountered when you started your business?
I mean, I would say the early problems, I wouldn't call them problems, more like a journey. At that time, we were making it to order. So every single time someone ordered, we send it out like 2 days later or whatsoever.
Right.
Eventually, we started doing other things like, you know, making treats and stuff like that. they were more shelf life stable.
Yeah.
So they actually had a shelf life of 6 months to a year.
Okay.
That gave us a bit of leeway.
Yeah.
That's where we are at right now, selling treats, roast. We call it the roast series.
Yeah.
That's our most popular one. Yeah. So if you ask me what problems I had, obviously the first in, first out, that was an issue.
Yeah.
But there wasn't much in it because I already had some experience in, first out, how the warehouse would work. So for us, that was about it. I think it was orders and the marketing. Mm. When I first started, we didn't really spend much. We didn't even spend on ads. We only started ads actually this month.
Right.
Before this, it's all organic growth, so it's very slow.
You had a real interesting partnership, though, around Christmas time.
Yes.
With AirAsia, which seems, for me, when I read about that, I'm like, that seems like the oddest pairing ever. Food products on an AirAsia flight, pet food products. Tell me about that and how that happened.
Okay, so a very good friend of mine, Ketrin, she's heading Santan. She runs duty-free at AirAsia. Mm. She came up to me one day, she was like, you know what? I want to try something interesting, something that, you know, I want to revolutionize the industry.
Mm.
I want to do something that no airline has ever done before. I want to sell pet food.
Yeah.
I want to sell pet food on air, in air. And I was like, what? Sure, but how are we going to do this? We want people to know that, you know, it's Christmas. Mm. It's a season of gifting and... Mm. You don't want your pets to be forgotten. Nobody gets forgotten and left behind.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
And then she said, let's try it. I was like, okay, we can try this. And that's how it started. The roast series, it went on. And obviously because she has seen my whole process, how I have grown the business from scratch.
Yeah.
And she thought it was something very compelling, close to heart. She had a dog as well.
Right.
Which passed away.
Yeah.
And of course, she has tried the food. And most people at Santan as well, they have tried the food. And they felt like, wow, this is something different, something new. Let's try it.
So what happened after that? What were your sales like? Did it help you have access to other markets?
Okay, so that's one of the reasons why we're looking at Philippines and Hong Kong right now.
Mm.
It's because a lot of our recurring customers, we have requests from Hong Kong. Hey, guys, can we get your food? You don't deliver? I was like, no, you don't deliver. I'm sorry. What if I pay for the FedEx for DHL to deliver it? I was like, sure, you can do that. So the customer bought the food. The food that she bought was a girl. She bought 200 ringgit worth of food. That's not a lot, but she paid 400 ringgit for
the
FedEx
shipping
to ship.
Well, I mean, that should be something you're proud of. You know, it shows that your product has, you know, staying power, I guess. And she's a regular customer, is she?
No, so she bought one. She buys by bulk now.
Right.
And then now she asked me, can you guys find a way to ship it to Hong Kong? Start something here.
So I don't have to pay 400 ringgit every time I'm buying stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Correct.
Okay. So what about when you started then? You're just making it for yourself and for your pets and maybe for your friends. But now it's a business, you know.
Yeah.
Where did the money come from to start the business? Is it bootstrapped? Did you apply for a loan? How did that work?
Okay, I bootstrap everything. The reason why is because obviously I don't actually have that credibility to get a loan.
Yeah.
At that point. Actually, I exited my previous business. I used to do systems, warehouse systems.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We were catering to a company in Singapore. And after that, during the pandemic, we sold it off. So I had a bit of money from there.
Right.
And then more for my own savings and stuff like that, we just put it into this business. I just did it. Yeah.
And now you are profitable?
Yeah, we're profitable.
Okay.
To be honest, profitable since day one. I mean, besides the investment cost and everything.
Right.
But yeah.
So what's your plan next then? What do you intend to do next?
Well, within the food bits, we plan to do meals. At the end of the day, our end goal is still to make sure that we are able to achieve it, help strays, allow all animals to get quality food.
Good quality food.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you talked about expanding into the Philippines.
Yeah.
You talked about expanding into Hong Kong. How far down that road are you right now? apart from selling to your customers over in Hong Kong?
Okay. So right now, we're in talks. We're looking at the regulations and requirements that we will need to be able to expand, to export. The moment we achieve that, we are able to do it pretty much within the next 6 months, I would think.
Right.
Yeah.
And what, just before we wrap up, what would you say are your most, your top-selling products right now? And if people wanted to know about more about it?
Oh, basically the numbers won't lie, right? So it's roast beef, our roast beef, which we use Australian grass-fed tenderloin for the roast beef. The second would be the roast lamb. It's Australian grass-fed as well. We use the lamb leg because it's the least fatty part.
Right.
Yeah.
And what kind of prices are we looking at for these products?
Not very expensive. One bag, we have 18 sachets in there. We're looking at, for beef, it's only 65 ringgit 90 cents.
Right.
I mean, in Malaysia.
Yeah.
For the lamb, it's 85 ringgit 90 cents.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And for people who have cats, you have a product for those. It's the Kampung Chicken one, I believe, right?
Yep. Kampung Chicken is our most famous for the cats.
Yeah.
They also do take the beef. But we are also coming up with salmon, Atlantic wild-caught salmon. We are working on that right now. It's just that it's a bit pricey.
It's just a bit pricey.
Yeah.
Okay, but you need bulk orders, right, to get your prices down?
To be honest, for the Atlantic salmon, because it's wild-caught, we are not able to do bulk. There's not enough supply for that.
Right. Okay, so if people want to find out more information about you guys, where can they go and what can they...
Well, we are on Instagram, Street Paw Club. As in StreetPawClub. Or you could just go to our website, streetpaw.com. Everything's there. You Lovely. Can even write to us. We'll respond.
Okay. Keith Lester Tan, founder of StreetPaw, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Folks, you've been tuned into Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.